We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're going to talk about Penn State's 2019 recruiting class. A lot of the guys, 11 of the guys are on campus. Seven of them were in All-American games recently, either out in San Antonio or down in Florida at the Under Armour game. Ross was out in San Antonio. You shot over and
New Year's Eve, the day before the Citrus Bowl. Myself, Greg Pickle, our own Greg Pickle was with me, and we had a photographer. We took in a practice and got a really good look at the five guys that were in the Under Armour game, and it's an impressive group. My takeaways would be, I thought it was interesting that the coaches were working Brandon Smith at a couple different positions. Like, he was working a little bit outside instead of inside. He was working almost as a stand-up defensive end.
Really?
He said that earlier in the week they worked him a little bit in like a hybrid defensive back role. It speaks to his athleticism that and the fact that he can really run, that he could be a guy that starts his career at Penn State at one position and moves to another depending on how much he grows. But he's such a – man, when he gets a little bit – he fills out a little bit, he's just such an impressive – player and an athlete, a big linebacker. You just look at the NFL now. You look at some of the big linebackers that are impacting the game. The Cowboys, my team has Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith.
Right.
And it just seems like the league is kind of going in that direction. If you have big guys that can move that well, that don't come off the field, he looks like one of those guys. You know, 10 years ago, there was a Brian Urlacher who was a guy that never came off the field, could cover against the pass. And I want to see if he can get to 240 pounds and he retains his speed. He's just going to be a dynamic player. He has great instincts, smart kid, sharp kid. And I don't know that they've really recruited anyone like him in that position group for a while in terms of his physical size.
Yeah, and I would just add to that I met Leighton Van Der Esch and Tremaine Edmonds at the draft last year. These guys are huge.
They're huge.
I mean, they're 6'5", 250. I'm like looking up to them. Their shoulders are wider than mine, and they've got, I think, 18-inch waist maybe. I'm not sure.
Wearing skinny guy suits.
And by the way, Van Der Esch's change of direction, COD for short, is crazy. Crazy. They both remind me of Urlacher, and I do think – usually when I see that body type, I think that kid's moving to D end because it's just so hard to play.
Right.
He's one of the rare guys that can actually do it. Like, he can be 240, 245, 250 and still be able to move well enough as an off-the-ball backer to be able to cover people and such.
Also, his birthday, I believe, is the day before the Blue-White game. So for our show, I think we should probably sing happy birthday to Smith. I think we should just make a mental note now for the Blue-White show. Since he turns 18 the day before the Blue-White game, we probably should do a little something special for him.
So they were using him in a lot of different ways down there. I mean, without putting him in a box and saying it's crowded at linebacker and et cetera, is he the kind of player that you could put in a couple different roles on the field, or do you want him to learn something first and learn it well at Penn State? Or do you just use that versatility and start getting him on the field sooner than later?
I don't think that James Franklin and Pry typically throw a lot at a first-year kid. They just want him to get comfortable so they're playing fast. That's the thing you hear them talk about. Even with Micah, it took him a little bit of time to play fast. They had him in the middle. I don't think he was comfortable there. He was really a defensive end in high school. They moved him to the outside. That took a little time, but I think you saw as the season went on, he played a lot faster in the last four games, and he was starting to affect the game as a pass rusher in certain situations. I think that's what you do with Brandon. I think you slowly introduce a couple of different things to him and let him get really good and then teach him the next thing.
All right, let's keep moving with guys that you got to take a peek at and chat with at the Under Armour All-American game. Running back Devin Ford.
Yeah. I want to talk about Noah Cain. He is one of the more confident kids I've ever come across. He is. And
Micah Parsons is pretty darn confident.
I think this guy might be a little bit more confident than Micah Parsons. Just really, really talking about going to college for 3 years, and that's the plan. And they list him at 5'10", 210, like that. And he looks like he's going to be a thumper. He does look like he's going to add some weight. I think the winter conditioning will help him a little bit, kind of redistribute the weight a little bit.
Yeah, he's on campus.
They don't have a lot of guys on the roster now that can – I look at and say, boy, they can run inside and they can do some damage. I don't really know that Ricky's really – James talks about it, but he's pretty small. I don't know how many times you want him to do that during the course of a game. I think Devin is another guy that's maybe not the biggest guy. Journey Brown's – is getting there, but they don't really have between the tackles kind of guy. I think this is a guy to watch. Yeah, I think this is a guy to watch, but his personality, he's very, very confident and almost borderline cocky, but he's a guy that I think you're just going to I won't be able to talk to him for 2 years, but I think James is probably going to have to say, just rein it in a little bit, because he really, really, if you ask him a question, you're not going to get a three-word answer. But he was probably the most colorful player down there to talk to, and he kind of enjoyed it. So, Raj, you talked about the fact that at one time he was like the number one running back or two running back recruit in the country, and ended up
number
five or six or seven, and you wonder what went on there, and you wonder about why he waffled up until the very last minute to sign at Penn State. But when you watch him and you watch him play, he plays with a lot of fun. He almost reminded me a little bit of – do you remember the guy that played with you at USC with Reggie Bush, Lendale White?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Also
yes.
A pretty colorful guy. Talented guy, bigger guy, like a inside outside. I just wonder if Noah Cain is headed in that direction if he continues to fill out.
There is opportunity, I think, with Miles Sanders going to the NFL, even though Ricky Slade will be back and Journey Brown's back. Don't you think there is opportunity at the running back position for sure?
And what helps Noah Cain is he played at a really high level of competition in high school.
Yeah.
So he should be ready. Are they both early enrolling?
Devin is not. Devin Ford is not. Noah Cain is.
So I think that gives Cain a leg up for this season. But personally, watching their videos, I think Ford's going to be the better player. I think Ford has more upside. You know, when you go from like the number one running back recruit to six or seven, something's not. You know, they're not seeing something that they want to see there. And obviously other kids might be doing good. Because if you think about it, it's kind of hard for those services to drop you too far.
Right.
Like they're not, like, they look bad and everybody looks bad if you go from being the number one running back to the number 30 running back, right? Or top 20 player to out of the top 300. So the fact that he kept going down like that just makes me wonder a little bit. I was not overwhelmed by his video.
I saw on social media, some guys from Texas trolled him about his choice of Penn State, and he had some fun with it.
Yeah.
You could see his personality right there. Yeah. And if you just look at his Twitter timeline, you're like, this kid's got some personality. All right, we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue White. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, quarter number four. We got a few minutes left. We're wrapping up some of the guys that Bob got to see and interact with at the Under Armour All-American game. Let's talk about quarterbacks. I saved it for the last few minutes. Let's talk about Michael Johnson Jr.
He's a big guy. He is bigger. I don't know what they list him at, but he was one of the – he has a lot of size, and he's impressive with his ability to run the ball. The throwing part of it is still coming together, and I think that he needs to kind of be refined a little bit.
6'3", 195.
Yeah, he looks bigger than 195, and he looks bigger than 6'3". I mean, he's a big dude. He can really run. The throwing motions, I think, is a work in progress, but I think he's an interesting player and a player that's going to need to be developed. And I'm not sure where he fits in right away. Also, I just wanted to say John Dunmore caught everything thrown his way down there. He's also he looked a little bit too thin to play in college right away.
Yeah, he's only 175, I think.
I think they listed him at 186, but I was doubting that. But he's got moves. He can separate. But I just was really impressed, especially after watching Penn State's receivers this year drop a lot of passes. He made a lot of nice catches. He made one really nice one-handed catch. I know they weren't hitting him, but he's a guy that I think needs to get a little bit bigger. But I was encouraged by just the frame and his ability to run.
And let me just say one thing too about the All-American Bowl.
Yeah,
man, some of those kids are good. Some of those wide receivers, some of the catches they made.
Yeah.
And let me just say this too about the Big Ten. Purdue has some guys coming in.
They do.
David Bell picked Purdue. He actually told us that Penn State would have been his second choice. Mm. His grandmother is handicapped and wanted him to stay close to home. But he really sang the praises of Penn State, of the coaching staff, and in particular, Franklin. Now, it's funny because these kids all tell us who their second choice would have been. And talking with some of the coaches of different schools, Oregon, Texas, they all laugh because there's literally nothing that means less
than coming in second
for recruiting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
first loser.
Yeah, nothing that means less. But from a Big Ten perspective, Purdue has David Bell. They had a tight end in the game, Kyle Bilodeau. They had George Karloftis, a D tackle, who's good. He's from West Lafayette, but he's good. And then the MVP of the game was Graham Mertz, a quarterback from Kansas going to Wisconsin. He had 5 touchdown passes in the game.
They need a quarterback.
I would be shocked if he doesn't play for them next year.
Ugh.
He is the best quarterback Wisconsin's ever gotten. And to think about Wisconsin with a quarterback is a little scary. Because they've never really had a good quarterback.
If they ever get a lethal play action
Russell
pass
Wilson.
Game, I don't know what they're
going to
do.
Russell Wilson for 1 year. Well, we asked about that. I'm like, you go to a place where you just run the ball all the time? He's like, I don't think having an awesome O-line and a great running game is a bad thing for a quarterback.
That was a pretty good answer, right? Right.
It's a pretty good answer.
That is a really good answer. Did you get to talk to or get a look at Devin Ford?
Not much. I was actually a little bit fixated on
Noah.
He's one of those guys that people follow him and he's in the middle of everything and he just kind of attention kind of finds him, and then if you ask him a question, he had some compelling interviews. I'll be real curious to see what he looks like, and I hope he gets to play in the spring game. I really do.
Last question for you, Bob. Any of those 5 guys, early enrollees and not, look like they could play sooner than later to your eyes? The one guy that you think could play sooner than later?
Well, I think Smith is definitely going to be fast-tracked, but to me, I think Kane is definitely a guy I'm going to be watching because I do think there's an opportunity to get some carries in this offense with Miles Sanders gone because I think Ricky Slade's a little bit – I don't think you want to give him the ball 16 times a game.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blues Studio. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross. From everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.